Have you counted your COVID blessings? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and this is the last day of 2020, a year we will always associate with COVID-19, a year that brought many hardships into our lives, many losses, and lots of inconveniences, a year we prefer not to ever face again. But through it all, as Christ followers, we can see God's hand turning what we called a curse into a blessing for us. And so this week, I've been encouraging you to count your COVID blessings. Here are a few more. It seems that the world has been forced to learn some humility. The smartest experts have had to admit that this pandemic has proved they were not able to solve every problem. It has truly brought countries and people to their knees. This is actually good for us to recognize what's always been true, that our hope is not in great leaders or organizations. Our hope is in God alone. This pandemic has shown us our weaknesses in our health systems and facilities. People now know we need different and better approaches to health systems for the whole world, and I think we'll see a lot of improvements that will be very helpful. We've learned that our work can be done away from city centers and traffic jams, and even more efficiently. A friend of mine who works for a bank and her husband have been working from home since the pandemic began. She told me she loves it, that she's much more productive, and it saves so much commute time and hassle. She doubts they will ever go back to a total office environment again. And for many, this is proving to be a better way to work and live, although, of course, it's not possible for everyone. So, as you celebrate the new year tonight, the passing of 2020 and the beginning of 2021, don't forget to thank God for the good things and the many blessings that He has poured on us because of this unusual, crazy year that, thankfully, we have survived. And look forward to what God's going to do for us in 2021. We still don't know exactly what the future holds, do we? But then again, we never have. This time last year, none of us thought this could ever happen. It was on nobody's radar screen, right? And yet it happened, and we've lived through it for these past 11 months. And we may be living with it for a few more months. We don't know for sure. But one thing we know for sure, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He is our rock. Copies of my devotionals are available at christianworkingwoman.org.